Welcome to Venango County Tea Party Patriots 2011 Municipal Primary Election Forum. Candidates for commissioner from both parties were asked to participate in this audio forum. All were given the same questions and the same approximate time to respond. The Venango County Tea Party Patriots is happy to provide this information to educate the voters so that they can make informed decisions at the polling place. Our guest today is Dr. Timothy Brooks, who is the incumbent commissioner running on the Republican ticket. And we welcome you today, Dr. Brooks.
Thank you.
Would you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you want to continue to be a Venango County commissioner?
Well, I moved to this area about 17 years ago now. I've been living in Cherry Tree Township for 13 years. I have podiatry practice, and like you mentioned, I am the chairman of the Venango County Commissioner Board at this time also. I want to continue as the commissioner. I want to continue to serve the people in the county. I feel like they have given me an opportunity to be successful here, and I want to provide an environment for other people to come here, be successful, and for our children to stay here, and also to be able to prosper.
And what qualifications do you think are most important for a commissioner to have, and what do you bring to the table?
I think what I've learned over the last 3.5 years is the most important thing is what I was taught when I was in school and residency is that you treat everybody as though they're your family and how you'd want to be treated. And I think that's what's happened here with commissioner. I found out that the most important thing is you're being trusted with other people's hard-earned dollars, and you need to be responsible with those dollars. And every decision you make, whether it is popular or not, whether you're going to have people fighting you about it or not, has to be made with that ideal behind it, is that you are spending other people's money and you want to be careful with it, no matter how the consequences fall out for you possibly. Because then in the end, you know that you did what was right. Even if it doesn't work out properly, even though people are going to attack you about it, you know in your heart that you did what you felt was right and what you would have done if that was your family member there, and you would have done nothing differently. So,
what are some of the responsibilities of the commissioner position, and what do you feel is most important?
I think the main responsibility is to the taxpayers and to the citizens of the county, providing them the services they need in a fiscally responsible way. The budget is what is most important. What we do and is the overriding factor in every decision we make at the county, whether it's the day-to-day activities happening at the county or whether it's in the future. And I feel that is the most important thing for us to be doing as commissioners.
What would you like to accomplish as commissioner in this term?
I would like to continue being fiscally responsible. I'd like to continue to reduce the budget. Over the last, from 2007 to 2010, we've reduced the budget from a $54 million budget down to a $51.8 million budget. And I want to continue that. I want to continue the relationship I've started with the people down at the county, the directors of the different departments, the other row officers, the judicial side of the county. I think we've started and established good relationships where everybody is on the same page. They understand my decisions come from the point of view of I'm trying to help the people in the county, not help myself or help my friends. And I would like to continue with that. And those basic things will lead into the betterment of the county, helping with economic development.
And how, this is a question that some in our county want ask of the candidates, and that is how the campaigns are being funded.
I fully fund my own campaign.
And what qualifies you to handle a multi-million-dollar budget?
I've been doing it for the last 3.5 years. Like I said previously, we have reduced the budget. If it wasn't for factors that we can't control, such as reduced revenue from interest and from having to pay money into the pension fund, again, from reduced revenue from interest funds in the pension, that we would have actually put back into the county's operating reserve fund $1 million over the last several years when we have been taking care of the budget. So I feel that's what makes me qualified. And I have been working with the fiscal officer very carefully and closely over the last 3.5 years, and I've learned quite a bit from her. and from other people such as the external auditors, the internal auditors. And I've worked closely and, again, hopefully established a good relationship with the other directors of the departments, with the other row officers, with the judiciary to try to maximize the dollars we have and continue with the services that are valuable to the residents of the county.
In past years, there's been some controversies that have cropped up over the purchase of the West Unit and the county office building. You were involved in that, but as looking back, are you confident in how you handled that, or would you do anything differently?
I think the only thing that we did wrong I would have done differently is would have done sooner. We were approached about this when we first started office. Being three new commissioners with everything going on, we were getting acclimated to the situation in the whole entire county first. And then whenever this first arose, we were looking at the Area Agency on Aging and their budget, and we found out that we were going to have to put a large amount of money into that from the general fund to help fund the building and the space that they have up there. So when we started looking at it, it made sense to take over the ownership of the building. And when we checked into possibly getting out of the lease, like some people suggested, we found out that it was a legally binding lease. There's no way to do that. And to date, well, not to date, but just in 2010, the difference between the rent and the mortgage payment, we have saved $220,000 to the county. And the repairs that we thought were going to be well over $1 million, we've only spent $200,000 up to now. And the HVAC system, the roof, the parking lot's being repaired. All the repairs have been done, the boilers and all, for that amount of money, which is remarkable work by our maintenance staff and is going to help us tremendously. And then after the mortgage is paid off in 8 years, we look to bring in approximately $250,000 into the county fund, into the general fund, from indirect costs that the programs will be paying back to the county itself. So after 8 years, the building will generate another $250,000 a year in revenue to help us to repairs and to help offset costs for the general fund also. So my only regret is we didn't do it sooner.
Do you have any thoughts on economic development in our area and how that can be best accomplished?
We've been starting a program where we're trying to bring all of the people together who would be involved with economic development, going as far as our human services departments, the schools, the hospital, the banks, everyone. We want to bring them into a group of people working together towards the same goal instead of having disparate people working in different areas and then trying to bring everything together at the last minute. Also directly in our planning commission has been working very diligently with economic development. We had an individual in from the University of Cincinnati who we're trying to find funds now to help us with some long-range planning. We also have a map that we're producing that has all the infrastructure located on it. So when someone comes to the area, instead of trying to pull together where the gas lines are, where maybe electrical lines are that are the electrical system that is needed for their where the area, the land is needed, what roads, where railroads are, where the sewers, the water system is, it will be there ready for them as soon as they call. We can give them that information so they can look at the different areas and determine where best to put their business. We also are going to start, we have had some contact and working with the broadband through Franklin with the service that they have available, that they are going to have available to them. Now we want to work with them to get that available to everybody in the county. And we have worked closely with different organizations, which this interview won't allow to go into depth about, can't because of time constraints, over the last 3 years to try to help with economic development in the area, and we're going to continue on that path.
What are some of the things that you would like to change given the availability of funds and even the possibility that the funds won't be available? What would you like to change?
Well, I would like to change nothing. I would like to continue on the course we're taking, and hopefully we can continue to make the county work more efficiently. We are cross-training people. When positions come up, we determine if they should be full-time or part-time positions and accordingly make them that to save on cost. With non-availability of funds because of the fiscal responsibility that we have practiced in the last several years, we do have some monies available that we could plug into a gap if it happens. There's also, we feel that we could better provide services if the state and federal government would give us the monies and allow us to do what's best for our area instead of giving us direction on something that may work in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or Erie and try for make us fit it into our county here. So that would be benefit for us if the government would allow us to do with our money what we feel is best and the people here who know what is best to use it for.
Do you plan to be a full-time or a part-time commissioner this term, and why?
This question confuses me because just from doing it for the last 3 years, being a physician, it's not part-time or full-time, it's your life. Mm-hmm. You don't work 8 to 5. Because you're not sitting in your office at the courthouse does not mean you're not being a commissioner. You're a commissioner 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I've always been that. And people can call me at any time. They can send me emails. I answer my emails. I answer my phone calls. I may be in my office seeing patients, and I take time out to answer calls. In the evenings, I answer calls. Weekends, I'm at the courthouse. So it's not a full part-time job. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job. And if anybody coming into this position feels it could be full-time or part-time, unfortunately, they're kidding themselves.
Do you have any thoughts on property taxes, for instance, how they could be reduced?
Probably the best way to reduce them significantly would be if we were allowed to increase sales tax, and that sales tax would cover non-essentials, and we could use that money to offset some of the property tax. As far as reducing property tax, even if we would save $1 million a year on our budget and we could put that back into property tax reduction, on the average home, that would equal out to about $30 to $60 a year savings for that taxpayer, which is good, but it isn't, you know, the county taxes aren't a significant part of your taxes you pay. Unfortunately, that comes from the schools and some of the municipalities, and they have to do that because of their limited revenue sources. But I feel the significant way would if we can have some other kind of – we need other revenue sources into the county. Sales tax would be good, and I know it's controversial, but if someone would put a Marcellus Shell well that produces well in one of our properties, we could use that money to offset some of the general fund monies to reduce the taxes. At this time, I don't feel cutting services or cutting personnel is the proper thing to do to reduce the taxes at this time. Mm-hmm. And we haven't increased taxes in 7 years. The last tax increase was in 2004, and that was made under the assumption that would last 4 years, and we have made that tax increase last 7 years now, and hopefully another year after this, it looks like we may be able to do that also.
Okay, well, I thank you for taking time to answer these questions, and we have a few minutes left if you would like to summarize a closing statement to our listeners.
The thing I'd like everybody to do is to get out and vote. It's very important. What we do, I didn't realize until I got involved and became commissioner, it is we control your money. I mean, we can do a lot of things with what you give us, and it could be done for good or it could be done for bad. It could be done for self-interest or it could be done for the interest of the citizens and taxpayers of the county. So it's very important that people get out and vote and make sure they make an informed decision and choose who you want to be in this position, because you can do that. One of the positions the last time when I ran was determined by 20 votes, I believe. So every vote does count, and it's my hope that we have a huge turnout for the election. If anybody would like to discuss any issues with me, please feel free to contact me at 657-1732. And I would like to thank the Venango County Tea Party Patriots for sponsoring this forum and giving me an opportunity to discuss the issues today.
Venango County Tea Party Patriots thanks you for being an informed voter and encourages you to get out and vote on May 17th. These interviews with commissioner candidates can be found at vctpp.org, the Venango County Tea Party Patriot website. That's vctpp.org.